WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New information on Israeli airstrikes today that have shattered a fragile two-month ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
They've been targeting all over Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, they've also killed a number of Hamas political leaders in Gaza.
President Trump set to speak with Vladimir Putin by phone today on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams from Kyiv.
If Ukraine gives up some of its territory permanently to Russia, that could help secure a ceasefire. But many here in Ukraine and in Europe fear that would set a dangerous precedent.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are set to splash down off the coast of Florida in a SpaceX capsule later today after an unexpected 9 months at the ISS. British astronaut Tim Peake.
The whole process will probably take about 2 or 3 months before they finally feel fully back to full strength.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Early in-person voting is officially underway in Wisconsin for the April 1st election. From now until March 30th, residents will be able to cast their ballots for the critical state Supreme Court and state superintendent elections. The April ballot will also feature a statewide referendum on whether a voter ID requirement should be added to the state constitution, as well as a number of local races and school referendums. Residents should check with their local clerk for information on when and where in-person early voting is available to them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through their income tax forms. According to a press release, Wisconsinites can make a donation to the DNR's Endangered Resources Fund on their tax forms, with the donations being matched and going directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or seeing population decline. The city of Prescott is asking area residents to participate in their bicycle and pedestrian planning study. According to a press release, the study is exploring safe trail and crossing options along the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 2935 corridor. Residents are invited to visit the project website to review news, early draft plans, and share their thoughts on the study. The city will also host a public input meeting on the study on Thursday at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Cedar Corporation is assisting the city in conducting the planning study. The Village of Fairchild will look to the community to decide how it will fund a new full-time police officer position. The department has been made up of part-time officers for years due to a constrained budget situation, and village officials have already decided that there will be a full-time officer again. The referendum will determine whether that position will be funded by taxpayers or if the village will need to seek an operated loan that would require interest payments down the line. The referendum will appear on the April 1st election ballot. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a 5-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
We have a winter storm that's going to bring some heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday afternoon. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation with strong 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts, creating blowing snow into Wednesday evening. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Minnie Timuraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah, brother, I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm pretty good, man. Thanks for asking, Earl. How are you today, man?
Hey, listen, man. You know, every time you get to breathe in oxygen, you're doing pretty good, man.
You know what I just realized? It's kind of, so, you know, we breathe in oxygen, right?
Yeah.
What if we're really breathing in consciousness? Just think about it. Just think about it. What if we're really breathing in consciousness instead of oxygen?
Well, so here's what I would say.
Talk to me.
We're going to have consciousness. If we open our ears in the next few minutes, you're going to hear some consciousness from my guests. And, you know, it's always great to have people on. I think it's so important, man. Talk shows shouldn't be about the host. It should be about the guests.
Right, I agree.
And it should be about the people who can bring knowledge and information to you. And with that backdrop, I want to welcome Mr. Pat Dennis. He is the president of America 21st Century. Good morning to you, sir. Tell us a little bit about America 21st Century.
Hey, Earl. It's great to be here. My name's Pat Dennis. I run, it's called American Bridge. We're one of these political organizations. We've been working, you know, we work elections all over the country, but we've been in Wisconsin, folks on the ground, hiring folks from Wisconsin for over a decade at this point. I think 11 years ago, we were fighting on the Act 10 stuff, fighting Scott Walker, this has just been such an incredibly important state. Also a state because of how much controversy you guys have had, how many fights you guys have had, you know, important fights for, like, you know, this isn't just like theoretical stuff. We've been talking about rights for everyday people, you know, the ability to have a good job, to bargain. There's a lot of good political talent in your state, so we're over indexed on folks. You know, we got a bunch of folks who are from Wisconsin, who live in Wisconsin, who are just really, really politically talented and are good at these fights. But here we are. We're back again. We got another big fight.
Let me ask you, man. Tell us a little bit about you. You said you were here fighting when Scott Walker. Man, how old were you? 12?
No, I was older than that. So I was actually before the Scott Walker stuff. I was down in Ohio, doing stuff down there. And I was probably 26 back then.
Yeah.
So, coming in and Act 10, that was where you really saw. And back then it wasn't Elon Musk, it was the Koch brothers. But they were coming in and they were trying to change the laws. They were trying to change the rights people have. They were trying to change the way everything worked. You know, could you get a good paycheck, all that. And you saw people rise up. I think back to those days and just the amount of, you know, the people that were there, the energy that was there. And look, they were dark days. There were dark times. We're kind of back in those dark times. But anyway, I did a lot of work on that Scott Walker stuff. I sort of, you know, worked my way up through different elections. And now I'm here and running an organization.
Well, I guess people would ask the question, you're in D.C.
Yeah.
This is a state superintendent's race. You know, we just had one a year ago.
Yeah.
Why is this one so important? I mean, we're talking, we might see $70 million or more invested in a state Supreme Court seat. Last year, it was $59 million.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
It's weird, right? Like, I worked Senate races where we spent $30 million, and that seemed like a lot at the time. And now this is just a fact of where we are right now in our politics. And Donald Trump has brought in a kind of politics where it just seems like you can buy the election, right? You can come in, you can spend money, you can just put up a lot of ads, and you can come away with a lot of power. And you know, the founders, a lot of problems with how the founders came in and structured stuff, but we've always kind of worked it out. But nobody anticipated a world where you have a co-president. The co-president is a billionaire, and you know, he knows he doesn't control these state level races, so he's got to come in, he's got to try to take control, put his own people in charge, and just sort of take out the checks and balances that you know, give people, you know, a check on the sort of executive authority of the federal government. So that's why we're here, right? It's about people's rights. It's about, can people fight for the actual laws they want, the laws they vote for, or are they going to come in with these folks who are just like, you know, going to legislate from the bench? Are they going to say, oh no, this law that you pass that helps people can't have it because, you know, I'm a conservative, and if they didn't write it in the Constitution 200 years ago, or some 1849 law says we can't do it, you know, they'll come up with whatever justification they need to kill laws that actually help people.
So let me ask you, because, you know, here you are in Washington, D.C., and your organization is fighting here for the people in the state of Wisconsin. What are your thoughts when 50% of the American people don't vote because they don't feel that there's any reason to vote? I mean, and at the same time, somebody's investing $70 million. They know the difference. How can we
they
be?
They know it matters.
Yeah, how can we? Man, we're polar opposites.
Yeah. People fought, people died for the right to vote.
Well, that worked, man. That worked for my generation.
When
you said that. I don't think it works today.
No, it doesn't. And honestly, you know, you're not supposed to say this when you're in Washington, D.C. I think a lot of it comes down to the political class. So the way politics have been done, people don't feel like, you know, Democrats, Republicans are looking out for them. Unfortunately, that means in a world where actual real life people with real life concerns don't vote, that helps Republicans, right? That is the world where you can come in and you can start taking away rights. You can, you know, take away the right to abortion. You can start giving contracts to your own people, you know, because nobody's paying attention. Oh, it doesn't matter. So part of this is on us, right? We got to show that we can deliver for folks. We got to win some fights. We can't just always be fighting, we're so scared, please don't hurt us, Mr. Trump. You know, we got to show that we can fight. So part of that's on us, but people also, and you know, you hate to see it, people are going to get hurt from what's happening right now. The stuff in this in the Supreme Court race really matters, but also just the general march of power being centralized in Washington. You know, they're going to suddenly shut down trade. And look, there are dairy farmers in Wisconsin who think shutting down trade is great because they think they'll make a lot of money. But the fact of the matter is, if you can't, you know, if you can sell your milk for more money because we can't trade with anybody, that's great. But if nobody has any money left because they all lost their job because everything costs 25% more, you know, real people are going to be hurting. People aren't going to be able to, you know, feed their families. So this is the direction we're heading. Meanwhile, Elon Musk will buy another couple islands.
If you guys are just joining me, my guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He's with American Bridges. 21st century. I have to say to you, you said you're not supposed to say what you said. You're in Washington, D.C., but I refer to it as politricks.
Yeah.
And I refer to them as politricksters.
Yeah.
Because when you tell people one thing and you do another, it is the reason why people don't vote is because nothing changes for them. Yep. Be they Democrat or Republican, their lives don't get any better. And they struggle yep. in the wealthiest nation on earth. And this dirty game keeps moving down the road. Yep. And so lobbyists become more important than the voters on both yep. sides of the equation. So how do you fix that? How do you get people to feel that they've been taught all these things about our country, about our government, about politics, and mm-hmm. then nothing changes for them? Yeah. It only gets worse.
It only gets worse. And that is the key there, right? So things have, you know, for everyday people, things have not been going great for the past 10 years, the past 20 years. That doesn't mean things can't get a lot worse. And this is what scares me so much.
We're looking at it now.
We're looking at it now. You have folks who, if you just want to actually describe what Republicans are trying to do right now in, you know, leaving Wisconsin into national politics, they have two legislative goals. Number one, cut taxes for rich people. They're not hiding that. That is what they're saying. Cut taxes for rich people. And number two, they got to pay for that somehow. So they're taking $800 billion out of healthcare. And that's not just like, oh, you know, some little program. That is the actual healthcare that everyday people are on. You have places, you know, in the Midwest where more than half of the children can see a doctor because of these programs that they're cutting. That is really going to hurt people. So look, things, I mean, I hate to say it, things can get worse. We got to fight against it, but it's just one of these things where they're just going to take an inch, they're going to take an inch, and then all of a sudden your kid can't see a doctor anymore. It's unacceptable. We need politicians who can fight for this stuff, but we also need politicians who can explain it, who can talk about it. But at the same time, we need judges, right? We need fair judges who can, like, rule on the law and not just say, yes, sir, Mr. Billionaire, we're going to do what you want.
See, you just stole my thunder. No, really. The truth of the matter is people ask the question, why? Why the Supreme Court? Why are we mm-hmm. so concerned about this when we watch the whole world falling apart? And yet you're telling me that this is the most important thing for me to be concerned about. Why yep. is the Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin so critically important for us to be focused on? And the fact that you guys are here yep. and working and doing the kind of things. We're going to be joined later on by former Attorney General Eric Holder. He's going to be calling because clearly this is a serious, serious race. Because the big guns are coming out. I mean, even Pat Dennis is out. But anyway, 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He's with American Bridge 21st Century. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Mantmeyer.
93.5 The Tap.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
You know, some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. My guest is the president of American Bridge 21st Century, Mr. Pat Dennis. So, Pat, you know, one of the reasons that you wanted to, that we have you on today is there's a guy who is running for the state Supreme Court that people need to know a little bit about.
Yep.
I think you know a little bit about him. Let's have at it, man. Let's talk a little bit about who Brad Schimmel is.
Yeah, let's talk about it. First, I got to get in my little plug. Early voting starts today. And if you want to make your life easy, vote early. That's what I always say. But look, this is so important. You know, the person who's coming into this role is going to make life and death decisions, and they're either going to be making them to help people or they're going to be making them for other reasons. Right. And Brad Schimmel, like, you've seen the kind of decisions he made. Dude was attorney general. When there's a rape in Wisconsin, right, they take a rape kit. Everybody knows this. It has potential DNA evidence, whatever. He came in. There are thousands of these things that haven't been tested from rape victims. Just the evidence is there. They don't even test it to go see, if they can catch the guy. So Brad Schimmel comes in. How many? They had 6,000 untested rape kits. They tested 9 of them. And look, he's out there. He's running lawsuits. He's trying to go after Planned Parenthood. He's spending $1 million on on attacking Planned Parenthood, going to Washington D.C. to talk in front of the Supreme Court. And that's just like a basic kind of decision he's making, where there are like actual people out there, victims of crimes, who he could be helping, but instead he's up there trying to get on Fox News, trying to become kind of a conservative talker, just so he could build his profile to run to get into positions of power like this, to get these billionaires to come in and want to spend money for him. But there were thousands of people whose evidence was never tested. And what did he do? Did he go and test it to try to get it fixed? No, he just kept lying about it. So look, the guy cut down plea deals for child molesters. There was a child sexual assault victim who he attacked as having like bad judgment. Right, it's just the kind of guy where you know where his priorities are, and they're just with himself, with his buddies, with Washington D.C. And I can say that because I'm from Washington D.C. and you can see those people, and it's just disgusting. It's just, what kind of person do you have there making these decisions? Right, it's the job of judge. What is your judgment like?
You know, man, he really is not exactly a very bright man. Because I'm just saying, I've seen him, I've listened to him for a long, long time, long before Scott Walker gave him the job that he had, long before, he was the state attorney general. He's not a very bright guy. And so I saw him last week I heard him last week before he appeared in the debate. He was on the conservative talk show the morning of the debate.
Yep.
And man, all he did was suck up. I'm Trump and the Republicans and I'm a Republican and you vote for me, But then that evening when he went before the television cameras, well, this is not partisan. It shouldn't be. I'm like, hey, man, you know what I mean? They got you on tape, man, sucking up to conservatives and Republicans, and then you turn around on television, and you can't change who you are, man. Some of us are aware of that, and that's not what we're looking for in a Supreme Court justice, is it?
No, and it's like they think people are stupid, right? They go to their own folks, they say one thing, we're going to come in, we're going to buy this election, we're going to fight for, conservative rights of all these folks. And then they turn around and talk to voters and they say another thing. It's it's the politician thing. And it's, you talk about him not being very smart. This is the kind of system they've created there in the Republican Party, where it has nothing to do with, can you do a good job? We know the guy can't do a good job. It's everything to do with loyalty. Can you show loyalty? Can you kiss the right butts? Can you kiss the right rings? And if you can do that, it doesn't matter, right? You'll just keep getting new jobs. It has nothing to do with how good you are.
The fear that I have, though, Pat, is when they kind of did some, seeing where they run and find out about who's voting, which way. I forgot what you call those things. They kind of showed.
The poll?
Yeah, polls.
Yeah.
That it was either dead heat or he was leading a little bit. And my fear is the people who in this state who voted for Donald Trump, they haven't learned their lesson. Because the apple don't fall too far from the tree, right? And so if you haven't learned anything through Donald Trump and what Donald Trump is doing, I'm fearful that you're going to vote for this yahoo. Why? Not because of his beliefs or any of those things, but you're going to vote for him because, and you can't even say he's a conservative because these people aren't even conservatives, man. He's a MAGA.
Yeah, that's right. Conservatives, I disagree with a lot of them, but they had principles, right? The MAGA people, it's just about power. But the last poll I saw, it was 47-47, tight race with 6% undecided. And a lot of the question is, who are these 6%? And by and large, it's not, it's not folks like you. It's folks who, they just don't have a ton of time to pay attention to politics. They probably got 3 kids. They're trying to get them to school. They got 2 jobs. They're trying to get by. And these are the people who are going to get hurt the most, right? They're coming after these folks' healthcare. You saw, these folks' parents are on Social Security. They need that Social Security check to get by. And they put, they put out a memo in the Social Security Administration that just leaked yesterday, where they're looking to cut the phone lines to Social Security. So you got to apply online, no matter you're 80 years old, never used a computer before. And that's the way they're looking to save money, right? It's all about saving money for these tax cuts.
Hey, Pat, can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to hang on a second, right? All right.
Yep.
All right. My guest is Pat Dennis, American Bridge, 21st Century, 855-752. Hey, man, I'm really impressed with you and your organization, and we got to do this again. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to fix the leaks in their house during the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week. According to a press release, household leaks lead to over 1 trillion gallons of water waste across the country each year. Fixing those leaks can help homeowners save money on their water bills and prevent out-of-control leaks from damaging their floors or furniture. Tips for checking your house for leaks and fixing them can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley and her challenger Brittany Kinzer will both participate in a candidate forum this week ahead of the April 1st election. The virtual forum will be held online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday and could be the only live forum to feature both candidates for the position. A link to the live forum is available online and a full recording will be available afterwards. The forum will be moderated by Dr. Kevin Lawrence Henry Jr., an associate professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. A suspect charged in the shooting death of a Chippewa Falls man in January has entered a not guilty plea. 18-year-old Demarion Stogner of Eau Claire is facing a variety of charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and endangering safety by reckless use of a firearm. Authorities say Stogner and the victim, 21-year-old Andre Simmons Jr., had an altercation before the shooting. Stogner allegedly told authorities Simmons had the gun and dropped it during the altercation before he picked it up and shot Simmons multiple times. Dunn County officials say the local food purchase assistance program has been canceled by the United States Department of Agriculture. They say the cancellation of the program will result in the loss of over $100,000 worth of fresh local produce, meat, and dairy. The program was also the primary resource for the Farmers Feed Dunn County program. County officials are asking community members to step up to fill in the gaps by sharing food from their own gardens, buying food from local farms, and donating to Stepping Stones. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a winter storm that's going to bring some heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday afternoon. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation with strong 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts creating blowing snow into Wednesday evening. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away, run away. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He is the president of American Bridges 21st Century. You know, American Bridges 21st Century. Let me ask you, Pat. You talked about Brad Schimmel and who he is, and you look at these horrible commercials, man, and the amount of money that they spend. Why is it so important for the Republicans? Well, I shouldn't ask a dumb question, because they just control our state Supreme Court for the last decade or more, and we've just seen in just a 1 year that there's been some backtracking and some balance brought back to the state. When the Democrats were able to just in 1 year, you know, gain a little ground. So is it that not just here but across the nation, Republicans know the importance of controlling states? And we saw this, I think prior to, you know, when Donald Trump wound up winning, they had controlled 32 state seats. Did the Democrats not know that?
Well, that's been a problem for a long time, right? Republicans, they are all about power. They know where the power is, and they zero in on that. And too much in the past, people wouldn't fight back. They let them do it. They'd say, oh, you know, I like national politics. I'm not a state politics guy. And that is just unacceptable, because they come into these places, and what are the things they do? They go after paychecks, right? That was the thing when they came in and took over Wisconsin. They went after working day people's paychecks, because they said, this is too expensive. We got all these business owners who are paying too much in taxes. Meanwhile, you know, we got somebody out there working a public sector job collecting garbage, and they get too much health care. That's where the priorities are. And they know, you know, they know they can come in and people maybe they won't pay attention. They say, what is the state Supreme Court? What is the state Senate office? You know, and they come in and they get these levers of power. That's why there's so much money coming into this race, is because people are starting to stand up and say, no way. Like, this is, we've seen, you know, a decade of people getting hurt for this, and you just can't stand for it anymore.
You know, man, it really was heartbreaking. Over, you know, the last 10 years or so. Hang on, man. We got the Attorney General, Eric Holder, on the line. Hey, good morning to you, Attorney General Eric Holder. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been many years, but, you know, you're still in the battle, and that's good to know that you're still fighting the fight.
Yeah, Wisconsin is a place that means a lot to me. It's a place where we've had a lot of success in breaking up the gerrymanders that for too long really kind of skewed the government in this state towards the special interests and away from the people. And now I'm here to talk about an extremely important Supreme Court race involving a candidate I think who's unbelievably qualified, Susan Crawford, against a guy who is Elon Musk's puppet, this guy Brad Schimmel. And so I think the choice is clear, but everybody's got to get out there and vote for Susan Crawford and say no to Elon Musk.
You know, I think the Isley brothers said it best, Attorney General Holder. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Exactly right. I mean, the reality is that we control our own fate. And if you look at Susan Crawford, she was a tough prosecutor. She's been a tough but fair judge. As opposed to this guy Schimmel, who left thousands of rape kits untested, wasted millions of dollars to impose restrictions on abortion. He supports this 1849 abortion law that has no exceptions. He sued to overturn Obamacare. He is a person who has defended the state's egregious, really egregious gerrymanders that I've had a hand in trying to, you know, overturn. And then these are his words now. He says he wants to turn the Wisconsin Supreme Court into a support network for Donald Trump. And Elon Musk, I guess just last week, gave him $10 million. So that tells you who this guy is. And compared to Susan Crawford, an unbelievably qualified and fair judge, this choice is clear. People need to start voting. Early voting starts today. The election's April 1st. The choice could not be more clear.
you know, I mean, there are elections going on all over the country. But this one is getting the most attention. And, you know, as a Wisconsinite, I'm still trying to figure out why this one is getting more attention than any other.
Well, I tell you, because I think the Musk and Trump see that Wisconsin is an important state. It's a swing state. And they want to put somebody on the Supreme Court who will tilt things towards them in a whole variety of ways, not the least of which comes to with regard to your electoral system. As I said, we've been successful in breaking up the gerrymander. They want to put it back in place. And that has an impact not only on the state, but on the federal election as well. And that's why this matters to them so much. They're trying to go everywhere. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things with the federal government, but they're getting involved in state government elections as well. Wisconsin is the first big election in 2025. That's why Donald Trump Jr. was here, campaigning for this guy Schimmel. And again, if you kind of narrow your eyes and look at this guy Schimmel, you know who you're going to see? You're going to see
Donald Trump.
Musk. And Donald Trump. That's who you're going
to
see.
You know, Attorney General Holder, what do you say to people who are listening right now who say, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I haven't recovered from the presidential election, and things aren't going according to plan, and now you want me to get out and vote. I don't feel up to it. I'm still brokenhearted. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, I understand that feeling. I understand that feeling of disappointment. But I tell people, listen to Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, that famous civil rights activist
from
Mississippi, who said, I'm in no ways tired. Here's the reality. You know, democracy is a participatory game. There are no off years when it comes to the defense of democracy. And so I know you're tired. I know you might be disappointed. But the way to get yourself undisappointed, if there is such a word, the way in which you get yourself activated again is to participate. And all that I'm asking you to do is to register, make sure you're registered, get out there, do early voting, vote before April the 1st, and you're going to feel better about yourself. You know, this is a fight. This is a fight. And if we don't fight, if we don't participate, the other side is going to win. So we don't have the luxury of feeling tired. We don't have the luxury of feeling exhausted. We don't have the luxury of feeling down. I understand it. I mean, I understand the feelings that people have, and they're legitimate things. But I would ask people to get beyond those feelings and to get back out there and to vote. It's the very thing that people before us sacrificed, committed themselves, gave their lives so that we would have the ability to vote. And that's how we honor the ancestors, by voting.
You know, you're here, you're up this morning, you're talking about a person who Ms. Crawford, Judge Crawford, who I had on, who I interviewed, who I saw debate Brad Schimmel in Clean as Clock, and a very strong woman, very forceful woman, and, you know, upright. And isn't that what we're looking for?
That's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who will be impartial, who will decide cases on the basis of the facts and the law, not like somebody like Schimmel, who is going to decide cases on the basis of the special interest, who's going to bring his ideology to deciding how cases are decided. And here's the deal. Elon Musk brought a lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin like 5-10 days before he deposited $10 million into Schimmel's account. Now, you think that money is going to Schimmel's campaign without any expectation that there's going to be a return on that investment? No, that's who Schimmel is. Susan Crawford, by contrast, is not beholden to anybody. I'm not sure how she's going to vote on any particular case, but I know she's fair. I know she's going to follow the law, and I know that as a result of that, we'll get good decisions out of her. I have no confidence in Schimmel, no confidence whatsoever.
Well, you know, Last request, what do you say to the listeners who are on the fence and who say, well, Democrats haven't done the things for us that we wanted. I'm disappointed. And so, you know, what one shouldn't have anything to do with the other, but I hear my callers and some who say Democrats, I'm done with Democrats. How do you fix that by saying I'm voting for Brad Schimmel?
Well, I tell you, if you look at what Democrats have done both nationally and here in the state of Wisconsin, progress has been made. Maybe not as much progress as we have wanted, but if you look at Schimmel and you look at the Republicans, they're against equal opportunity. They are for racial and partisan gerrymandering. They don't want to make the state better for everybody. They want to make the state work for the special interests. And yeah, you know, if the party, the Democratic Party, has not been all that you have wanted it to be, well, then elect people who will work for the people. And the Democratic Party, I think, has done just a much better job than the Republican Party. You know, it doesn't mean Democrats have been 100% effective, but in this case, the choice, this is not a close choice. I mean, this really is not. I've been coming here and, you know, working for candidates, Supreme Court candidates, state legislative candidates, governors. Yes. Gubernatorial candidates, but this one's not close. Susan Crawford is so much better than Brad Schimmel that if you want to have the shot at having a better government, making sure the Democrats are doing the things that you want them to do, you can't put a guy like Schimmel in place who will make sure that the special interests are the ones that are protected and not the people. So vote for Susan Crawford. Do it today and do it no later than April the 1st.
Well, we thank you very much from the depths of our heart, taking the time out today and reminding people just how critically important this race is and the difference between the two. All right.
Okay, it's great to talk to you, man. Take care.
All right. Always good talking to you. Thank you very much. That's former Attorney General Eric Holder. You know, my guest, Pat Dennis, who is the president of American Bridge 21st Century, he kind of echoed some of the sentiments you were saying.
Yeah, I'm honored. Attorney General Holder is a hero of mine. I want to shout out some of the work he's been doing. You know, Republicans love to pick their voters, and they love to take voters who would vote against them, stick them in a district where their vote can never really count because they're outnumbered by other folks, create these crazy-shaped districts where you end up in a situation where, you know, it's just a Republican's going to win no matter what. And that kind of creates this situation where you know, people feel like their vote doesn't matter. Eric Holder has been right out there every single day fighting to stop that from happening, to make sure we have fair districts, fair maps. And I just want to say it's important, and it's also an important part of this race, right? It's making sure the Republicans can't pick their own voters.
You know, man, he never left the scene, right? Yeah. I mean, he kind of ramped it up, and, you know, he's certainly dirtied his hands, if you will. He's a guy who could be above the fray, but he's certainly come down. Yes, he's in the fight, and so that's a good thing, man. Because, you know, a lot of people once they on that level have moved away. But you say this, man. What do you say as people listening right now? And again, I'll ask you the same thing.
Yeah,
disappointed in the Democrats.
Yeah,
and you watch the Democrats as they are kind of battling it out. I will say this, man, long overdue. This, we've got a big tent, policies that they've had. You know, it's time, man. It's time that it gets dirty and inside of the House, and then. Somebody comes out victorious, and it's no longer where we got a big tent, you know, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it if you're frustrated with the Democratic Party. How do you deal with that? You go in there, and you support your people for office. You run for office yourself. You get out there and vote. Make sure, you know, you answer the polls. People know you vote, and the Democratic Party can change. It needs to change. You know, we're fighting with each other right now, but it's a useful fight because it's going to come down. So are we going to help people? What are we going to do to help people? How are we going to do it? How are we going to put up a real fight? And look, you got to be out there. You can't just get out of the ring. Otherwise, the wrong folks will be in charge.
We got one more segment. Hang on. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
We expect our judges to be fair, impartial, to keep us safe. but Brad Schimmel? Schimmel cut plea deals with child pornographers. He blamed underage victims of sexual assault for their bad judgment. And Schimmel joined extreme MAGA Republicans in trying to ban abortion statewide, even for victims of rape and incest. Now he wants us to put him on the Supreme Court, where he could strip away our rights and be a rubber stamp for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Brad Schimmel, dangerous, extreme, and unfit for the Supreme Court. Judge Susan Crawford knows right from wrong and has spent her life keeping us safe. Crawford protected nursing home patients from identity theft and fought for the rights of workers across Wisconsin. Crawford will always protect our right to choose and is the check and balance we need against Donald Trump and Elon Musk. On April 1st, Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He is president of Americans Bridge, 21st Century. Last couple minutes, sir. So what do you want to say to people who are listening, who, I mean, you guys are out, you're knocking on doors. Why is that so important? Why is the interaction between what you do and the voters so important? And why is that more important than commercials where all the money's being spent? You can't compete with all the money, right?
Yeah, they got a lot of money. And that's not to say commercials don't matter. They do matter. People got to hear it, and people got to hear the message wherever they are, right? The thing is, the real folks who are going to decide this election, you know, there are people, you know, including most of the people listening to your show, who are well-informed. They know what's going on. They hear from people. They hear from Eric Holder. But the 6% who are undecided, that might be your cousin. That might be your uncle. That's somebody who, you know, is working hard, doesn't have time to pay attention to this, maybe just don't like to pay attention to it. And those are the folks where it's the difference between, you know, are kids going to be able to get health care? Are we going to, you know, have fair maps so our vote matters? Are we going to just be able to, you know, maintain the constitutional right to abortion in this state? That's the kind of people who are going to be most impacted by how this election goes. And it's not, you know, I'm not mad at them. These people are working hard. They're like living, you know, in a lot of cases, a life with a lot of stress, but we got to be out there communicating. And, you know, that means knocking on their door. It means talking to them. It means getting on the radio, wherever we can, just say how important this is, how important the stakes are. Early voting starts today, you know, bring two or three people. It's a way you can have a lot of power.
Well, you know, Tony says commercials aren't conversations. Conversations persuade.
That's true.
You know.
That's definitely true. And, you know, like you were talking about, people are kind of mad, right? And people are disappointed with the Democratic Party. I don't think anybody expects that Democrats are going to, you know, fully become everything anybody ever dreamed of overnight. But they want to see people out there talking to them. Know just where your values are, where your fight is. I was in Milwaukee. I flew out during the RNC, right? The Republicans were in town. And I, you know, I came in because I wanted to mix it up with them a little bit. And I, something you do when I fly into a town and they're hosting you as a guest, right? You go to the local restaurant, you leave a big tip, you like, you know, you take care of people who are taking care of you. Around that convention center, there, those restaurants were empty. People left the convention center, got in their Ubers, went right back to the hotel in the suburbs. Didn't, you know, me and my crew were the only folks out there talking to waitresses. I think this is the kind of thing. Are you looking out for people? Are you looking out for everyday working people? Are you looking out for these billionaires? And for the Republican side, it's the billionaires. There's no question.
You know, man, as this thing, you know, inches closer to the end as it relates to, you know, the Supreme Court race, there's going to be another one and another one, because the way they're staggered, this is going to be repeating itself. So do you foresee that each time even more money gets poured into this? Now, it's going to be over $70 million.
I'm kind of hoping that these billionaires will spend a lot of money, not get the return, start to think that, hey, maybe we can't just buy people's votes. And then maybe they'll stop, and we can go back to races that are defined by people, you know, who live in Wisconsin, who are from Wisconsin, who are focused on Wisconsin issues, instead of these, you know, the row of billionaires that was lined up behind Trump at the inauguration. I think ultimately that'd be better for democracy. But if we got to fight, we got to fight, and we'll be in there fighting.
You know, the people outnumber the billionaires, right?
It's true.
I mean, there's no question that the people outnumber the billionaires. And that if you can get the people to understand their collective power,
yep,
which is really what it's about, and what you are doing, and what American Bridge 21st Century is about, is getting the people to understand they still possess the power to make the decisions and control what happens in this country, regardless of how much money is spent. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to fight. You got to stand up there and fight. You got to talk to people. You got to make the argument. You got to show, you know, you can't just tell people your values. You got to show people your values. But this is what it's all about.
Hey, Pat, thank you very much, man.
Thank
really,
you so much,
really appreciate
me.
It. It's a pleasure to get to know you. We got to do it again. Very much
Absolutely.
Impressed with you and your organization.
Well, thank you. And thanks for everything you do. This program is incredibly important.
Hey, man, keep up the good work.
Bye.
All right, 855-752-4842. That's Mr. Pat Dennis. He's the president of American Bridges 21st Century. And they are doing the work here across the state of Wisconsin, especially here in Milwaukee and other places, to make sure that people get out and vote. Again, he's in Washington, D.C., and he knows just how important that is. I'm looking at Brandon. Trump just emptied the Kennedy Center to take pictures so he could put cheering behind it. It's just unbelievable, the things that are going on right now. And so we're going to be joined by Mike from Kenosha, one of, you know, the many listeners to our show. I've invited him in today to spend some time with us, and you know, that can happen to you as well. That's kind of the things that we do here on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Up next, Mike from Kenosha on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ceasefire over in Gaza. Local health officials say more than 410 people were killed in surprise Israeli airstrikes overnight. Former State Department Middle East envoy Aaron David Miller.
I think the main incentive, the main objective here is for the prime minister to keep his seat.
President Trump and Vladimir Putin set for a talk on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams.
President Trump says he'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine and has laid claim to even more.
After 9 months stuck in space, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Wilson are set to splash down off the coast of Florida in a SpaceX capsule today. NASA's Ken Bowersox.
I'm looking forward to sitting across from them and hearing about their perception of how things went and all about their time on orbit.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always...